No, just now.
Oh, just now.
Morris, way up. The volume's way up. Now talk.
I'll talk at once.
All right,
Snowy
in the
bear.
Later
leader
score.
It's supposed to be on now.
Bear around eight
in
a volume.
No.
Yeah, it's recording because this thing's up.
Ran?
Look. See? It's recording.
It's recording now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
See?
The volume's up.
Yeah, the volume's up, and it's not. See, it's recording.
Mm-hmm. You mean there's a light there?
Yeah. These are filberts. We have orange filberts, we have mint filberts, we have chocolate filberts.
Oh, these are those nuts you were talking about.
These are the nuts.
I'll
find
them.
This is
a nutty house here. Let's see what kind of an I had.
You haven't had a
nut. Well, yeah, with some orange in
it. Yeah. That's instructions.
These are the white ones are the mint. And the chocolate are good.
The orange ones seem like they're kind of soggy.
Yeah, but they sort of dry out a little bit.
Probably, yeah.
They were soggy that day. They're kind of tough.
There's not much going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should stop and play it back, huh?
See what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, now?
Yes.
It's recording. Is it recording on my 28th anniversary, isn't it?
No.
Right. Well, you can see a lot of country, don't they, huh?
Yeah.
They sure do.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. I'm sure you get to see a lot of country. Is Bobby back in Anchorage now?
Fairbanks. He's working for the city municipality there. Yep, just on the city there. They just bought a home.
Whereabouts, Grace?
I don't know exactly. He told me over the phone here the other night that it was across the river towards college.
Oh.
It's not a new home. It's not a big home.
No, it's a home.
Across the river towards college. Oh, you mean old?
Yeah, Sheena.
Across the river.
Yeah.
No, it was cold over there. You know, we left here and it was just as cold over there as it was in Nome. That night it got down to 10 below.
Snowing over there too?
No, we missed the snow. See, it got down to 10 below. And then we went to Barrow and it was warm in Barrow. You know, for Barrow, you expected colder, see?
Mm-hmm.
And they're hauling gravel with carryalls in Barrow.
Yeah.
There's carryalls hauling gravel.
Right there. Have you heard anything on the Nenana Ice?
Well, they say it's not going out at all this year. Somebody told me over there. I don't know who it was.
Our last chance is on the 16th, I believe.
I was down at the Elbow Room the other night, Hoover and I, and I asked somebody there, we got talking, you know, you sit up at the bar. He says, no, they don't think it's going out at all this year.
Well, it's been warm over there, though.
Yep, it's not.
I don't have my snow in
there. It's like winter when you fly over.
Yeah, but I was 40 above there for 2 or 3 days last week.
Yeah, well, I had a water spell when it was cutting down. Because when
you
come back,
can tell when it will just
that's right.
Snap. And
when we come back from Barrow, then it's warmed up again.
Yeah.
I think we had
our first one the other day. Pardon? Yeah, well,
we had one
on the 21st. Oh, that's not infected yet.
That's where we
lost ours. I think we had one already. So we
have one around this time. I wrote
it
up.
Oh, we're going to lose one. I got a lot early ones.
Yeah.
I thought we were going early this year.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, Bob and I, when was that one, Bob? You're not going to tell me. You're going to surprise me.
I think that was for today.
Bob,
then
I
have no hope than
you.
I had one for the day.
Yeah, but
did
you
bring?
I knew that Bob
has
never gone out this early.
Oh, yeah.
When I was
20th.
My
first one here starts the 26th of April.
Oh,
what? 26th
all the way up to May
13th. Oh, it'll be out by then.
May 14th is our last one. That's Diane's birthday, and I took one of
them. We have one on the 16th, one on the 12th, and one on the 16th.
That's
late.
Well, I didn't think it would wait this long.
Grace always takes one on our anniversary, the 21st.
Yeah,
right?
I took one.
I always tell her that it's waste of time and money. But
one year it went out on the 20th, so yeah. I said it could be.
Yeah, it's all to do.
But every year I say, well, I'll tell you, I always figure if you didn't get, if you got down there too late to get any, your chances would be just about as good.
Yeah, you just say someone. You're taking all the years the guys are putting money. Well, Bob won. He's got no kick to him. Look at that. That's a lie. All the years we've put money into that.
How much did you win?
Yeah.
3,000. Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite.
Well, it was just about $50 short of 3,000.
And about $600 tax on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't you deduct
cost of the tickets.
Cost of the tickets? cost of the gambling?
Only one is all he can deduct. That's all he won.
The others are bad debts.
$1.
Deduct the rest of them.
No.
You still got the $3,000, though.
Oh, yeah.
But, Bob, did you pay your tax right away, or did you wait until income tax?
I waited until income
tax. You get off cheaper if you pay your tax right away, you know.
Yeah.
You do?
Yes, if you pay
it right. They used to take it.
No,
they can't take it.
Depends on Alan Lee. I asked.
They can't take your tax out of that stuff.
But if you pay your tax right away, you don't pay on your other income. If you wait until income tax comes in, you make an estimated return.
We'll remember that.
Well, I'll go down and see Bob and I go and collect it so you can tell me all the answers.
Yeah, you can tell.
How many tax do you have to pay on 3,000?
About 700.
Well, what are you going to afford? Well, anyway, I'm at 3,000.
Yeah, that's it. What you should do, you should go down. Make an estimated return right away.
Before the ice goes out.
No.
Maybe you can do that.
Don't burn your bridges till you come through.
Mary Jo's the one that used to
So then you do better than that. See, you make an estimated return that you're going to win $3,700.
Yeah, that's right.
Then you get the $700 back. So that'd be a nice pool in itself.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
And see, if you don't win it, then you can file against the government.
That's right.
$700.
Sure, then you're going to something.
File a suit against an Indiana high school closet for not winning it.
Yeah, file suit against.
Oh, they play rough. But that Sheena hasn't even, it looks like winter there.
Do you take chances on that?
No, I do sometimes.
Do you like silvers? We have orange silvers on the ice.
It's on the ice, that's what they said.
But they're putting another bridge across the Sheena.
Oh, yeah.
All the drag lines and the cats are off the ice.
Oh, they're on the shore now.
Yes, here's a little silver. This is a little silver dish.
They're afraid it might go out.
Thanks.
Just right. I saw two big drag lines.
They're on shore now.
You already have drag lines on the ice. On the other bridge.
No, they're on shore now. I see them when we flew over.
Silver?
Well, I tell you, how busy places that boomy at. We live there.
Okay. Oh, God, they got that Navy in there.
Silver?
Boomy at. Boomy at. That's just before
you start flying.
You've been in there, actually.
No, I
you mean you land between Fairbanks and Barrow?
Yeah, there's a big field in there.
Oh, I thought
you
were going to
keep going.
That's where all this oil.
Yeah, they did some oil drilling there years ago. I've seen some of the oil that come out of the well there. It looks just like this furnace oil that we have out here at the company.
Oh.
It's clear. You can burn it right in the hatch or anything.
Hot gold.
Well, up there where Buzzy is, you know, they burn that natural gas and the diesel engines and everything.
Are you right at Barry?
Yeah, right out of Barrow, where this big dome is. They burn the natural gas and the diesel engines.
They do all their heating.
You didn't need to have any gas down in Hawaii.
Well, they have a gas well out there.
You don't have to have heat in camp the night the same as before. We have a lot of gas in Nome, but not as busy as anything. I don't remember the name of that fella. Don was down in Hawaii, and Diane's husband, and he met a fella down there that worked at the NC company in Nome here in a hatch shop at one time. You and that's when you and I were in council.
Long you worked for the energy company?
Yeah.
Long time ago.
No. It's short. No, I couldn't place him.
Heavyshot guy?
Yeah. I couldn't place him, but he knew of us, Axel and I, and Don had talked to him. He's in business in Anchorage right now.
Oh.
But he was down in Honolulu this winter. He had a picture of him, but I couldn't even place him by the picture. Because we were gone so darn much of the time then, but I know Axel would remember if I get the name, but you had to stop across the...
But I get Hagen, I don't know, you know, he's a tall, skinny guy, old guy.
This guy's not too tall, but heavy set.
Oh, there's been so many of those birds that went and come and went at NC Company.
Yeah, well, about now, you know, that's 20 years ago, you kind of forget.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to remember some of it. Because I met some guys up at Farrell just working on their own aerials and stuff that I don't know their names, but they knew me and I'd recognize them, but you know, you feel kind of rotten as well.
You remember their faces, but you can't remember their names.
That's right, and you don't like to say anything. If I'd been around there a while, I would have found out, but I've seen them, they've been over in this area before.
Yeah, why they should get one. Like the lone father office.
Well, he just stay right with him steady now until he gets through it.
He's already trying to get Jack through it.
Yeah,
well,
Anderson walked up that day.
Yeah. He's got so much time in now, he can't afford it.
That way, I mean, I think they were kind of short.
Of course, his kids are all grown up.
She comes up to Fairbanks once in a great while.
so we're not going to tell.
What's the gossip now? Leavish.
No gossip.
No gossip.
No gossip.
Got some matches over there, right?
Better get some gossip going pretty soon, though.
Yeah.
Tape recorder going round and round.
Well, that's all right. We got lots of tape. We got
book matches over there, Robin.
Miles of
tape. Did yours work?
Huh?
Did he give you
I'll give you my new lighter.
It really works. Oh, yours is just a little.
Oh, yours is a small flame.
About
the
same, I think.
Huh? Well, how do you listen to us up there? You like?
Oh, today?
Yeah, today. He's had it. How many days?
The ones that runs out of food will go in the drawer.
Yeah. I was just looking in the drawer there the other day.
It's amazing how many men you have to fight.
No.
Yeah. It seems like I'm always buying Book of Manses, so I like to see him use a lighter, but it'll only be till the fluid's gone.
I don't know. Billy Cameron was pretty good when he was in the warehouse. He always had a can of fluid there. But this seems like a lot of filler. You run out of flint. You buy a package of flint, and you put one in, and then you can't buy the other.
But
you
have to go with take
if somebody's working in an office or something, then they got the stuff laying right there. But when you're just hustling around.
You're as busy.
I'll quit it.
I'm going to use them all together. I went up
with the only thing to do is quit smoking.
Went on a trip up there and
you really flying this winter,
girl? I got about an hour and a half in.
Gina had it.
Down the
island?
Yeah. This guy that took me over on
Comanche.
And I'm going back to sleep. She's just like,
I met her at everyone.
Kind of
assisting
in the what we're doing here. Richard's guy and the other guy. They got the tour around the island.
I'm going to put it there. I need the stop with all the made at point. and the doctor brought some more people boats on board. One stop to get in. I've been dying. But we just get there every morning, but we took some time. And I'll be good where I'm at.
No, it was cold over there.
We arrived at Rome. working 3 hours by just up the river, learning horses, using things, cars, and the instruments and stuff. Arriving at the manor, I continued on the survey on the Alaska Railroad. Earth says it was not for letting me
know. Do you
take chances on that? No, I do sometimes. You only have $2 in my pocket, and the wind was broken. Sending several telegrams to the airport, I turned my plane over to the alcohol right to the Fairbanks, eventually to the government. In the meantime, I applied for a job at the Alaska Road Commission. As we had an offer for a shovel operator, a number two shovel, that is, labor instruction on the road to what is now the University of Alaska. I was glad to take the job. Using model T,
Thank you.
in the paragraph where my key at Point Barrow. I have forgotten this on the internet now. Not at Point Barrow. We were invited to dinner at the hospital 99, and after dinner we played cards or sing old songs. Nicer people. It would be hard to find anywhere in the world. And then the hall
keep it going at the
left.
Another small, new operation,
I'm going to